Welcome to Tips Tuesday, episode 52. My name is Queen Rafi, and this is my podcast, Queen Rafi Space. And for today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you the importance of a to-do list. You know, every Tuesday on the podcast, I actually share with you simple tips and tricks on how to do everything and anything. And the to-do list life has kind of been really good to me, and I said I have to let you know why you should get one as well. And that's what I'm going to be sharing with you on this episode. So let's get into it. So whether you're a CEO or a stay-at-home mom, whether you work from home or you have to go to work every day and leave your house, it's actually important for you to have a to-do list. And it was something I started to do this year. And after practicing it for like 3 months, I was like, yeah, I think it's time to let you know why you should get on this train as well. Yes. First off, a to-do list is actually going to help you as regards being organized. You know how you have 1,000,001 things to do and you don't know where to start from. When you have a to-do list, when you write them out, you're able to prioritize. You're able to put them on a list of priority. Okay, I should do this number one, I should do this number two, I should make this number three, I should make this number four, I should make this number five. Instead of just waking up and saying, oh my God, I have so much to do. Oh, where do I start from? And sometimes you end up not doing anything. A to-do list actually helps you to stay and be organized. Secondly, trust me, a to-do list helps you to stay motivated. When you're looking at that list of things you have to do, you're like, yes, let me get up so that I can just cancel and say done. By the time you're done, like striking out and saying done, you're like, yay, you know. So a to-do list is actually a really good way to motivate yourself. If you're feeling down, you're not had like motivation to do anything, write out all of the things that you need to do. If possible, some people say place them where you can see them, which is a really good tip, you know. And if it's just something that, because I use my phone, you can just make it like your screensaver. So when you wake up and open your phone, you're seeing it. So you're like, nah, I still have to do ABC. Let me get up and do it. It's a really good motivation for you. And when you're done and you're able to strike it out and you're able to create a new one, you feel excited with yourself, I tell you. Another thing about a to-do list and why it's actually important is also because it helps you to take stock. So let's say you have like 10 things on your list and you were only able to do like 4 or 5. Okay, so you know that tomorrow you still have like 5 other things that you need to do. So you're able to know how much progress you've made, right? But if you don't have a to-do list, you're just running haphazardly. If you have like 10 things to do, you probably done only 3, and in your back of your mind, you think you've done 7 until you go there and you realize, oh my God, I've only done 3. Oh God, what do I do now? Oh, help me. A to-do list actually helps you to stay on track and you're able to understand what you've done and what you haven't done, which really is good for taking stock. Also, when it comes to a to-do list, some people think that it will give them a lot of stress, it will make them feel like, oh, I haven't done this, but it is quite the opposite. A to-do list actually helps you to reduce stress. It helps you to understand what you have to do, when you want to do them, the things you want to do today, the things you want to do tomorrow, the things you want to do next week. So that way you're not putting yourself on unnecessary stress and you're not piling up unnecessary pressure. Because when you don't have a to-do list and you don't remember that you're supposed to do like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things, and you only did like 2 things and you're chilling, and then you realize, oh, 8 more things to do. Oh my God. You're already stressed. You're having a lot of pressure and all of that. But when you have a to-do list, you already know what you want to do. So by the time you finish, you're done. You're eased off. You don't have any kind of stress on yourself. You're just feeling yourself, you know? So instead of actually giving you stress, a to-do list actually helps you to reduce stress. And finally, it helps you to make sure that you have downtime. Some of us just work, and we don't rest. But a to-do list would help you to make sure that you have downtime. So you can tell yourself, after I finish doing task number 1, task number 2, task number 3, break. Task number 4, task number 5, never see, break. But if you don't have a to-do list and you haven't written those things down,
you just find yourself working all around the clock, and you're just like, you think you're being productive, but what you're doing is actually reducing your lifespan, because you're just working and working and you're not giving yourself any time to rest. A to-do list, make sure that you have that rest time, because you know all the things you have to do, you know how to fix them, and then you know when to insert the time for you to take that rest. Trust me, you need to jump on the to-do list bandwagon. With all of these things I've said, there's no reason why you shouldn't be jumping on it. The importance of a to-do list cannot be overemphasized. And I hope that you've learned one or two from this particular episode, and that you will try to inculcate it in your life no matter how little. Thanks for listening, and have yourself a really good week, stress-free.